Retrouvons l'agenda culturel tout en anglais.
Welcome to Hicksville, the cultural hub of the jazz.
Avec Véronica.
Isn't it just the most beautiful time of year? Everything is burgeoning. Glycine, marronnier, roses, irises, weeds. Well, of course, for every up, there's always a down. And I've just found out that anybody going up to Paris for the Olympics in July, which could be considered an up, had better go prepared. Public transport is going to be doubled in price. But things could be worse. Back at the Paris Olympics of 1900, they were still awarding gold to the best pigeon shooter. Yes, shooting live pigeons. I mean, people do it on a regular basis to get rid of the pesky rats with wings. By the way, that expression was not coined by Woody Allen, but by New York City Parks Commissioner Thomas Hoving in the early 1960s, when there were some cases of meningitis which were wrongly blamed on the humble pigeon. Well, in addition to that strange sport and how on earth do you judge, how do you give points, there was also poodle clipping. But then they only had a limited choice of sport back then. But one other sport that was featured and immediately abandoned was cricket. Although several countries were eligible, it came down to England, the Devon and Somerset Wanderers, versus the French Athletic Club Union. England won by 158 runs, and after that, the sport was dropped. Could this have been a case of le sour grapes? I don't know. But it's coming back in 2028 in the form of 2020, made famous by that dastardly fraudster Alan Stanford. Talking of ups and downs, he's currently enjoying a 110-year prison sentence in some high-security penitentiary. Was it worth it having his name on the side of an aeroplane? So now to matters closer to home. On the 8th, the Jardin de Corsiania is opening its doors for its very own Gersois Chelsea Flower Show, the absolute best garden in the area, a great opportunity to have a good browse and see what's possible if you nourish the soil. And then it's the famous Anglo-French Mayfair at Saint-Puis this weekend, when the Entente Cordiale is about as cordial as it can be, when the Brits turn up in red, white and blue, and in my experience the French don't do that quite as much. But there will be music from, among others, the Roquefours, which is a great name for a band, with refreshments. And on Sunday, all day long, to the sound of a pipe band and banjo, there'll be 40 stalls laid out along the main street of the village, and the pièce de résistance is lunch, where you can choose between fish and chip or magret, or both, followed by tea at tea time with fresh cakes to build up your calorific intake. But if bagpipes and Britishness are not your thing, how about popping up to Castellet-le-Roi for their floralis, vies greniers and brocante? Bring your own knives and forks and cups to drink out of, because there will be lunch, a simple repas, apéro, salade niçoise, jambon braisé, strawberries, wine and coffee, all for 16 euros, 8 for children. And if you want to deserve your lunch, you can go on an 8K walk, starting at 9:20. Otherwise, at the weekend, there's a Mother's Day fair at Saint-Martin-de-Gourgne, selling all kinds of home crafty things that mothers seem to like. That's all day on Saturday and half of Sunday, which gives you enough time to go across to Fleurance for a lovely Requiem concert starting at 3:30, performed by Les Chants de Saint-Hilaire of the Sauternes. 6 singers, 8 instrumentalists, playing wonderful 17th century instruments. Well, we started with the Olympics and we end with it. Namely that, the 2024 Olympic flame will be coming through the Gers next weekend. The excitement builds. See you next time.
Retrouvez Véronica en podcast pour l'agenda culturel tout en anglais.
www.dfm930.com